yard, and these clouds go. So there will be a thunderstorm, and then there'll be rain. That means rain means she gets what she wants. She wants the one. I will give her, I remember her, name at the book of Hashem as Chan. But, so we have here two perushim on this Barur, and Barur Ha'imo. Now, he continues, V'chein Yaseh, Shona B'Shona. That she, Yaseh is the plural, she would do, she would, not will do, she would do, year after year, Midei Aloso B'Beis Hashem, Kein Tachisem. Whenever they went to the Beis Hashem, as soon as they went up Beis Hashem, just so would she make her angry, Atifke, and she wept, V'lo Sochal, she didn't eat. That happens every year. Now we can see a Beferis that they only went up once a year. We say that we have to go three times a year. It seems to be that for some reason the whole family, as we explained already last time, that she went four. They went up four times a year, three times for the out of the regal, and once for a family festival. It could very well be just like Hannah didn't go the first 2 years because she had to nurse the child. She had 10 children. Then Penina didn't go up three times a year because she had to nurse. Each time she had to nurse a child. Each time she had to nurse a child, so she couldn't go along. So on once a year, the husband took the whole family along. But on the Shlosh in the Shlosh Regolim, he didn't take the whole family along because she was constantly nursing children. Just as we see later on by Hannah, she didn't go up by Shmuel. But so we can understand that there was a family festival where they took all the children along, even while she was nursing, and there when it happened every year. And when that happened, Vatifke, she wept for herself. That was every year. Now this year something happened which was different from every year. Rashi says, Beferish, V'chein Yase Elkona Shona B'Shona, Nosen Lochelish Mufra, every year he gives Chana a special portion, Haroso Shemechabava, to show her how much he loves her, but Soroso and her, the other wife, the Pi Chibo Shebala Marilo, Ken Tarbe Gamhila Iso. The more the husband showed her his love, the more did she make her angry. That happened every year. And she wouldn't eat. Vayomer lo Elkona Isha. Now here's the story. This was already up so many years. Now this something happened only this. Vayomer lo Elkona Isha. Chana lo Masicha. All of a sudden he said to her, he always respected her. She knew she was crying. He didn't want to make a mixing in his wife Penina. She was a good mother. His 10 children. So he more or less stayed out of the fight. But this time he only said to her, Chana lo Masicha, why do you cry? Why do you cry? So she probably wiped off her tears. The Roma's lo Sochi, why don't you eat? She probably ate a little. Roma Yera Levovech, why do you have such a sad face? Yera Levovech means actually, what is your heart so bitter? Why is your heart so bitter? If I know the reason that you have no children. Hallo onochi tov lo, me'asorobomo. Am I not better to you than 10 children? Means she has 10 children. Is my love to you not more worth than 10 children? Here Chana got up, but Tokum Khan she got up and she went into Samit. She never did that. Something happened. It didn't help the Penino that made her angry, that didn't happen. She thought her husband understands her. And now she saw the husband doesn't understand her. Now she only has to go to Akkadish. What was that? They all thought Chana is like every ordinary woman. She'd like to have children. If she has no children, she cries her heart out and she wants to have children. Why do you want to have children? Why? You don't have to have the nachas of children. Is that very natural? You like to have nachas children, play with your children when they're small, when they're big, they support you, they help you. You have the nachas of children. Every. Chana didn't have, Chana was a Nevi'ah, Chana was Baruch Hu HaKadosh. She knew that In the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is some women do not have children. Like some people cannot see, some people cannot hear. They accept it because min hashamayim, they're misfalot. Of course she was misfalot. And when the tefillah is not answered, she knows that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wants there. So she's accepting it. Why did she? When the husband told her, "Is my love to you not greater?" Then she says he doesn't know what he means. She meant something else. She wants to have a child for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what she wants. She wants to have a child who will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chus she wants to have. Not to play with the child, to have Hanoah, my little baby. This is a normal Hanoah. This, of course, she didn't have, so she accepted. It was a great tzaddikus. His matzik is hadin. But one thing she says, she wants to have a child to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively. That's all she wanted. She saw what was going on in the Jewish people, in the Klal Yisrael. She knew that she could be the mother, she could train the child, that the child would be an Eved Hashem Kol Yomo. And that's a good. Says the husband, my love is greater than you. So she's our husband. She thought he at least understood. Elkanah is a tzaddik. He understands. But since she didn't want to tell anybody like this, because this is a preposterous. I want to have a child before I finish book. And she said, Trina, she saw Eli Akoin sitting there. She kept quiet. She didn't want anybody to hear that. How about Kaddish Boga should know it? So this happened this time. Hello, Yama. Atokum Chana. Achi Ochlo B'Shiva. And Chana went up after she ate in Shiva. What is that word, B'Shiva? We don't mean came to Shiva. She means she ate because it's a mitzvah to eat in Shiva. You bring the carbonus. And there was a mitzvah to eat some, so she ate something. V'achrei shosol, that doesn't say shosol, shosol, or shosol, shosol. Achrei shosol means after the drinking. One had drunk, the others had drunk, she didn't drink. She didn't drink anything. That's why when Eli says, you're a sicker, she says, I didn't drink anything. So that's why that's ochlo means she ate. Achrei shosol, after she drank. So and from this, the Gemara learns in the Suez that while the husband's supposed to post-king the meat and so to his wife, but to set aside a certain amount of wine for a woman is not necessary or not improper, because at the Mishke, the woman may drink too much. Women may drink quite a lot more. So Achrei Shosol means it's free. It's free. After Shosol is infinite. After drinking, means others had drunk. But she got up, Achesh Ochlo B'Shiva, Achesh Ochlo, the Eli HaKoin Yosef Ala Kisei and Mezuzah Zeichel Hashem. Now she got up, it doesn't say that she went to the Mishkan. Of course she did. It's assumed, be already a step ahead. You say Eli HaKoin was sitting on the throne next to the Mezuzah means to the doorpost of the Heichal Hashem. Heichal Hashem is, of course, the Shiva, but the Heichal is the place where inside the Mishkan itself, not the Chotzer. The Chotzer is the courtyard, the Azor. That's where the Mizbeach stands. And then next to the Mezuzah, Heichal Hashem, this is the inside, the Heichal, where the menorah and the shulchan is, and so on. Now how could he sit there? You're not supposed to sit there. And Yeshiva Bazora Ele, the Malka Bistavul, but there's a machlokas, and the Chachamim say that a Kohen Gadol may also sit. And he was at that time, and this was the first time, was appointed Kohen Gadol, and appointed also a judge in Israel. His main function was the Kohen Gadol, and as Kohen Gadol, he was the judge. It was 40 years a judge in Israel. And this was Eli HaKohen Yosef on this day. That's why it doesn't say Yosha. Yosha means on this day he was appointed Kohen Gadol and judge. Now how could he sit there? So some say a Kohen Gadol may sit. The other perish is he sat next to Mezuzah's Heichal Hashem, but there was a certain part which was not far from the entrance, but which was didn't have the kedusha of the Azor. That we find in the Beis Hamikdash too. There was a Mishkan HaKadosh where the Sanhedrin said, And that part didn't have the Kedusha of the soul, so they could sit. But we can also say that was like Ishkos HaKozis. Anyhow, he was sitting there, and she, the he Moras Nefesh, she came into the Azorah, and she was mispalim. And she was Moras Nefesh, she was bitter on her soul. Bitter on her soul. Her soul was very bitter. Because now she knew nobody in the world understands her, not even the great tzaddik, whom she lived all the time. This, her innermost thought, this, that what she wants, she never could talk about it. She wants a child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, nobody. He Moras Nevah, Tispalel Al Hashem Uvochasi. And she was Mispalel Al Hashem. She was Mispalel for Hashem. That means not El Hashem, it's to Hashem. Alam Hashem, but Al Hashem. She wants to be Mispalel for a benefit for Hashem, not for Hashem. Mispalel Al Hashem. And she cried very bitterly. Uvochasi. She cried very bitterly. Now, the Gemara says that from Tefillah of Chana, you learn a lot of halachos, that you learn from the way she was mispalel. Now, I'll say it later. In what was she mispalel? First of all, it says Vatida Neda Vatoma. In her tefillah, in the course of her tefillah, she made a neder, and she said, Hashem Tzevaot. First time any human being used that expression. Hashem Tzevaot. Hashem of the armies, of the hosts, of the Lord of hosts. Sobo means an army. Yod said Sobo is the soul because of Saba. Yeah, that's the army. Hashem Tzevaot. That the Amos. In Roar, Tire, the Oni Amoset. If you will indeed look at the misery of your handmaid, Huschatani, you remember me, the Sishkachas Amoset, you will not forget your handmaid. The Satel Amoset, three times, you give to your handmaid Zera Anoshim, that means male children, Zera Anoshim. Unesativ Lashem, I shall give him to Hashem kol yimei chayav. I shall give him to Hashem all the days of his life. Umoro lo yale al rosho, and no razor will come over his head. No razor will come over his head. Means he's become to be a nosy, according to one opinion. It means you made him into a nosy, which of course halachically is not possible. A woman cannot make her son from Moses, but it means she's going to influence him that he becomes a Moses. And also she cannot give him to Hashem, in which way, suppose the child doesn't want to. She from her side, she'll, as soon as the child is able to function, she'll give him to Hashem. So she wants a child for Hashem. She does not want any. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not to give her the pleasure of enjoying children, so she accepts that. But she wants to have something. This means Shem Tzvokos. Now the word Tzvokos is one of the shemos that you're not supposed to be mochek. That means you cannot erase. You have certain shemos that you cannot, when you have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Melech, you can erase. You can, because the name applies to other things, so you can, other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Racham Bechanun, and so forth. But even Eliyahu you can erase. But Yud K and Yud K, Yud K, Vov K, and K, and Elokim, and Kisvotos, and Shin Dalet Yud, all these names, and you should not pronounce them if not necessary, except for learning, which we do now, or for Tefillah. So these are shameless. So we first have to see what it means. Yeah. Rashi, Kolomo Nisyachet Shem Zeh Kan. Why is that shame used here? Omro Lefonov Seseta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shnei Tzevaos Barosu Ba'olamot. You have created in your world two armies, Vayonim and Tachtonim. It means the upper and the lower army. We find the expression in connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we say, by Etzem Ayom Aseh, Hosi, Tzivos Hashem, Yotzuk of Tzivos Hashem, Yotzim, so all the armies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see definitely that Yisrael is called an army. However, all human beings are called army, because we find in Iyov, where it says, Halo Tzovo Enosh Ore'ores, that a man has army service upon earth. The idea is that, like a big army, where every soldier has to fill out his post, every gets an assignment, that's where he has to stand, that's what he has to do. It's all directed by the army chief, is the head of the army, who directs it, and so they all work in unison together. What one soldier couldn't do, the army can do it, and each soldier is supposed to stand in his post and not to run away, otherwise he's court-martialed. So has Hashem Yisroch appointed every human being to a tzovo le'enosh ha'aretz. He comes to earth, he has a purpose, he has something to do. He's put into a certain framework of conditions, and there is the function to do the rotzon Hashem on this place, not to run away, not to shirk his duty. And while the rest of the world has not accepted that, but Am Yisroch has accepted, that's what they call tzivos Hashem. Now, they're not called before, but always called tzivos Mitzrayim. And Etzem Ayom Hazeh, they all went out. They're called tzivos Hashem. What had happened? Korban Pesach. Once they had covered the Korban Pesach, brought the Korban Pesach, they all became tzivos Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the tzivos Hashem in Eretz Mitzrayim. How out? That's tzivos. On the other thing, we find that the nature is called V'achul HaShemayim V'oretz V'chol Tzevoah. Definitely, every star, every planet, everything has been put in this particular place, carry out a certain function in the whole cosmos, in its framework. And then we have Tzivos Kedoshim, the Malachim, all these spiritual beings, which Hashem, Kedosh, Kedosh, Hashem, Hashem, Tzivos. This is Kedosh Baruch Hu of the armies, namely the Malachim, the Tzivofim, the Chayas HaKodesh. These are the Tzivos. So she said, you created spiritual Tzivos, and you created physical Tzivos. Now, that's why it's called Hashem Tzivos. For Yonim, Lapurim, Larovim, Lameis. These angels, these are the higher Tzivos, they don't multiply, but they don't die. Now, Tachtonim, the lower ones, they Purim, Rom, they multiply, and they have children, offspring, Lameisim, and they die. So they both are permanent. Both are permanent. One are permanent because they're just permanent. I mean, say every morning, Yotzim Hashosim, Hashem Hashosim, Kulam Omdim, Barum Olam, Mashkim, they all will remain forever, Barum Olam forever. Now, the human beings, Atzivas Atonim, they multiply and they die, so the offering to the spring remains, so they also have some permanency. It says, Imani Minadachtonim, if I belong to the Rachtonim, a Yipor, or Boro, or Mesa, then I'm satisfied that one day I don't live anymore, but I have somebody left behind me. Imani min Elyonim. But if I belong to the Elyonim that don't have the schus to multiply, La'omus, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Zu mutzosi ba'akodesh Rav Yosef HaGlili. This I found in the Agadat of Yosakli. I don't know whether anybody knows the state of Zilli. Think Rashi. Then it says, "Va'out at Adheinu lahoyu odom, Adheinu lahoyu odom shikor laHakadosh Baruch Hu." No man has ever called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvos. In the Kach Omro, Lifnei Rebbeinu Shalom, Lifnei. She said to him, Rebbeinu Shalom, Mikol Tzivei Tzvos Shebarosu Ba'olomecha. From all the armies, the hosts of armies that you have created in your world, Kosher ben Echad, literally ben Echad, can't you give me one son? Which means there are billions of creatures that live only to do your will. Now, can't you give me one that should be my son, should only live for your will? So this is Rashi. Now, then she says three times. Three times. What is the meaning of three times repeating she is Amosecho? I'm your Amosecho. I'm your handmaid. So we say that this is referring to the three mitzvahs which women are given, and Chana is the Rosh HaTevis of Chala, Nida, and Hadlo. He says the discuss of the three mitzvahs, I'm threefold handmade. The kind of the mitzvah of Chala and Hadloka and of Nida. So and I know that the woman is not the kind of mitzvah. It's b'shas mesa. It's mesas. B'shas megdosan. So we say shlosha divke misa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has created three possibilities of death for a woman if she doesn't observe neither chalom at locha, and have not violated either one of them. But that goes much deeper. When we think of neither, we think of the concept of tznius. That neither is only the it's a chorus in it. The concept of tznius, which kedusha and tznius, which is the inside of a Jewish family life. And in Chala, it says, Reishis, nobody says they should give the first thing of your bread to Reish and of your dough. The honiach brocha al beisecha, the brocha in the house. The brocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is shelter in the house, is because of Chala. It says that the brocha is shelter because of women. Hanosa, and that's all shelter because of the schools of the women. And the woman's, when she's Mekan, Chala means kashrus. One is Taras Mishpocha, the other is kashrus. So when this is Chala, Niach Brocha al Beisecha. And finally, Hadloka is Sholem Bayis. That's Chochmas Noshem, once a Pesach. That's a Sholem Bayis. A woman has to keep up the Sholem in the house. That's why it says the woman's 40 is encouraged in the Noshem Eilu B'Pelach. Pelach means spinning on a spindle. That's in Chochmas Noshem Eilu B'Pelach. Spinning threads. So the home means spinning threads of the tying the husband together and the wife together. So it means here three mitzvahs. Taras and Mishpoch, Tznius, and Kashrus, and Niach Brocha B'Secha, and Sholem Bayis. These are the three basic things. Now we understand what it says here. There's a Gemara in Brocha, a strange Gemara. Moram Brocha says from only Shalom, she says, Omer Chanos Nathan Brocha. Says, Gehir Besol Ispal, was Ispal very much, but doesn't say what she said. So the Chachom says she said one thing, that's alluded to in the three words of Amasel. In Roa or Mutev, in Lav Tiren. If you look at me and help me, it's good. Otherwise you'll have to look at me. Why? There's a din, a woman who is falsely accused of being a soldier. She has done something wrong. I mean, she went with another man, and her husband was jealous, and he told her, wanted to aid him, don't artistry mish planet, don't stay alone with this man. And she did it anyhow. So the question is, Nistro, he need more, Nistro, how need more? What did they do when they were all alone in the house and she had been born? So the Torah says she should drink from the soda. In case, if she is Chas V'Shalom, she has done it, then Benny swells up and dies a horrible death. But if not, then she was innocent. V'nikso, she's pure. V'nizra ozora, and she'll have children. So it means she was never had any children because she went through the ordeal of the sota. She'll have children. So she said, "I have an etzah how to get children. Not a very nice one. I make up as if I'm in love with somebody else." And my husband get jealous, and he'll have to drink the water, and then imra, if not, tira, you will see him. So it says here, very strange. Mimlaf eilech, I'll go v'isosa b'fnei Elkona, in the front of Elkona, I'll lock myself up with somebody else. Melone bali, be kanabi, he'll be jealous, he'll warn me against it, and then v'yashkeni has to drink, give me to drink the mea morin, the meshkeni mei sota, v'ein ape oser tarosra plaster. You will not do to your Torah, make plaster means a document which is a forged document. It says in the Torah, "Nikso, Nizra Zora." So I'll have children. Ibro, all good. Tirelas. No. That Gemara says in Brochus. Then Gemara says that's only the man. Omer says means in the Torah means that you have children. Some explain it differently, but according to this man, the Omer, she said, how is that possible? Chana, the tzaddikus, the excellence, the great tzaddikus. And she says that in her tefillah, to the idea is, she says, I could do it, but I can't do it, because tri amosecho, because when I do such a thing, that certainly is not smears. I go in another man and hide myself. That's the a violation of this idea, the philosophy of Nida. And if I do this, it certainly it not takes away the bracha from our house. There used to be a house. And then it's the opposite of Shalom Bayis, Ibn Kanali. So for three times amosecho, because I'm abiding by your handmaiden doing, observing the mitzvah of Nida, Chalanat Loka, therefore I cannot do what I could do. And therefore, that I would say, I could do it, but of course I'm not going to do it, because it would violate the idea of Nida Chalanat Loka. So therefore, see, I'm helpless now. I can't do anything. So she said, you give me Zera Anosha. Zera Anosha means male seed. That means I want to have a male child. Zera Anosha, a male child. Because if he is not a male child, he is a woman, then she cannot. A woman, we don't have any nuns. We can't, a woman, hopefully, has to be married and has children. She cannot serve all her life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a husband, especially if he's a Levi, he can do all his life. And she says, I'll take care of him. Financially, I'll take care of him. All his life, he'll only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it says here, what means Zera Anoshi? Zera Anoshi. So she could have said, didn't he bury a son? She says, Zera means offspring, Anoshim of men. Zera of men. So the right Peresh, the Gemara says in Proverbs, Omarav Gavro Begubri, a man amongst men. That means a real man. I mean, Anoshim, men will recognize him as a man. Not a for me, not a a person who is incapable, inefficient. It's a real man who other men will recognize as a man. Shmuel Omar, Zera Shemoshe Shnei Anoshim. She was a Nebuah. She says Zera is an offspring for other men. He will anoint two men to become kings of Israel, Shaul and Tobit. So he will be an offspring for men, for mankind. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Zera Sheshokol Kishnei Anoshim. And it shall be a child, that's all Nebuah. She didn't ask for it, but that's what she, as the spoke, put in her mouth these words. A child that is as valuable as two men, namely Moshe and Aaron. We have, of course, Moshe and Aaron Bechoronov, Shmuel, the Torah. Shmuel at his time was what Moshe and Aaron were together at their time. The Rabbonin Amre Zera Shemugla Beinonos. The Rabbonin says it shall be a child that is included amongst other people, which means outwardly you see nothing. This is what you mean anivus. When a person is born right away and is taller than everybody else and more handsome than everybody else and is fabulously capable like everybody, he can't become an arrogant person. And so she was afraid of that. She wants that person to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but outwardly he's a regular person, like all the great tzaddikim. You wouldn't know that who they are, and you wouldn't know who they are. They're just plain people. So what is it? To Osa Rabdima, Rabdima says, he explained what means when the Chachamim say, Zera Amula Banos, a child that's mixed up amongst people. Rabdima says like this, La Oruch La Gutz, not too tall, not too short, La Kotan, not too small, La Ilem, not unable to speak, La Socha, and that means with white complexion, lachicha, not a red complexion, lachochem, latipish, not a smart, not a dumb. Regular person. They say the Chofetz Chaim, why was the Chofetz Chaim known as the Chofetz Chaim? His name was Shlomo Kahn. Kegan, the Russians say Kegan. His name was Kahn, Shlomo Kahn. So he didn't want to have his name on the safety. He was, everybody told, the old people used to come, he didn't have his name on the sefer. He said, find the pastor, he makes a perish in the Shekhanor, he's not the Morgan of Rome, I mean, so he didn't put his name on the sefer. So, and he sold the sefer. He had no business. He sold the sefer. He went around, He went around down the town. He'd come to his home, have a safer to sell, then I safer, can he buy it? And he only took the price what it was worth. People thought it's a poor man, he gave him a few more rubles, you know. No, he says it cost so much, he gave back pennies. It cost 5 rubles and 40 kopecks, so he gave exactly back. And a strange person, and nobody knew. So then they came in the next few years later, sold the second. Not that was Chofetz Chaim. So you saw the saver, a nice saver. First was the Chofetz Chaim, and then not the Mishnah Berurah came afterwards. Mishnah Berurah wrote already his name. Chofetz Chaim, he talks about Lashon Hara. So he says the saver, a nice saver about Lashon Hara. So the people called him, that's the Chofetz Chaim. They didn't know that. He's the man who sold the Chofetz Chaim. So they didn't know his name. So they thought, that's the Chofetz Chaim. We used to call the Chofetz Chaim. He sells the saver, comes from time to time. Sells a nice saver, so they call him the Chofetz Chaim. That's how he became known as Chofetz Chaim. Nobody could know who he is. That is exactly the picture. Zera Hamulo Vanoshi. It was a regular person. Like he didn't know. He was dressed like a regular person. He never showed any special. So when Shmuel Hanovi, then Shmuel was as great as Moshe and Aaron Bechoron of Shmuel Bechor Shmo. Outwardly, you couldn't see anything. He was a regular person. This is the greatest thing. So she asked, should be a person who's only dedicated to Shmuel. Be a regular person. That's the greatest anivus, is not when a person says I'm smaller than everybody else, I'm lesser than everybody else, I'm the worst person. That's not anivus, because that's the inferiority complex. But anivus means I'm like everybody. Since I'm like everybody, nothing special. That's anivus. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he's like everybody else. Anachnu moki salino, what do you want from us? Be like everybody else. I don't you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're so great that the Shmuel gave you the Torah and your face is shut. He says, yes, but anybody else who would have given them my opportunities for probably might have done better than I did. I'm a regular person. And the Shmuel gave me certain units to carry out. But this is what you call Zera Anosh. And then she says, Nesatiyo Lashem, Anasati Lashem, I want to give him to Hashem. Yeah, I want to give him to Hashem. It says there in the Yalkut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to her, Yud said, Chana said, Rabbanu Shalom, Hashem Tzvor, Kol HaTzvor Salolu Yeshloch Ve'ein Lo'i Echot Behem. She says, you have so many army personnel, and I don't have one whom I can supply for the army. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to her, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chana, at Harbaus Bahayalosa. You talk so much about my army. Afani Abi Hayalosero. I'm going to increase your army. And he brings a poster in Ibrahayomin, where Hannah had so many, the Shmuel had so many offsprings, all these Levium, which came Hamon is Rohit, was one of his descendants, one the famous Hamon who created some of the healing. He had 14 children, 14 sons and 3 daughters. They increased fabulously. So since she always talked about Akshemesbor, in the course of the centuries, gave her so many chayolos, increased her chayolos. Then she said, Nesati Hashem kol yimei chayo. I give him to Hashem kol yimei chayo. All the days of his life, umoro layal el rosh. Now here we have a medrash. Rabbi Meir says, "Mikan shikol amarbe b'tchilo neina." A person who dabs a lot, he's bespalling a great deal. If the more you say, the more words you say in your tchila, the more chance you have that the tchila will be answered. So the medrash says, "Michla feshit said Rabbi Levi," but that's opposite of the opinion of Rabbi Levi, because he says in Mishlei, "Udvas v'sayim achle matza." He says, the less you talk, the better. The word of your lips can only make it less. It means the less you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simple words, the more you add to it, that takes only off from it. Rab Levi says, Hannah also spoke too much. Why? Aridei sharipso bitfilo kitzcho yom shashmur. Since she spoke so much, she shorten the life of Shmuel. Why? He says, Vayeshem Shom at Olam. He says, yes, he says, Nasati Vashem Kol Nimechai. I shall give him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the days of life. Hopefully he will live very long. When she came to later on, she brought Shmuel, he says, he shall sit with Hashem at Olam. Now, Olam means forever. But when we have in Mishpotim that the Shvavod Olam means up to the Yovel, because you cannot forever. We have in the Torah that the Levi, by the age of 50, is Rishof Mitzvah, he has to go back. So she said, he shall sit there at Olam, means the Olam of the Levi, which is 50. So Shmuel became 52 years old. He came there when he was 2, and he stayed exactly 52. Had she not said so much, she would have left out the word at Olam, he might have lived longer. We spoke of put it into her mouth. But we see that even in Tefillah, Tiberecha Ma'atim, a few words of Tefillah, but said with the whole life, the whole day, the whole Kavonah, of more words than a lot of words, which sometimes may lessen the importance of the truth. The next week,
there's a Shmuel Olive, a Tapit Olive, taught in New Day. The story of Hannah, when she goes into the Mishkan Shilo, Eli Cohen is watching her, and she is Mrs. Kavel, and in her Shilo, she makes a neder that if Hashem will give her a son, she will give him to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the days of his life. Umoro layale al-hosho, simple meaning, and a razor will not come over his head. It means that she wants him to be anointed. Now there is a machlokas whether the itself in the Mishnah, whether Shmuel was anointed. We do not find that Shmuel was anointed. Anyway, we have not find that Shmuel was anointed. And so Moa and Aleph and the Aleph also could also be like spelt with an Aleph. Fear shall not come over his head. So be unafraid of anybody. Dedicate up to the struggle, unafraid of anybody. You cut the distinction of, for instance, Eli, who was afraid of his own children. So it says there, the machlokas in the Gemara in the Nozia, Mishnah Nozia, Hoya Shmuel, Dibra Rabban Ahavoy, and Ahavoy says that it was a Nozia, and like Shimshon, it says also, Maureh, Shimshon, Nozia said that Shimshon was a Nozia, and Shmuel says Maureh, and Shimshon says Maureh, and on the other hand, the Rabbi Yosef says, Alo ein mora ilo shavosa v'dom. The word mora means here, although it's spelled with a A, it means, for the same as with an Aleph, it means fear shall not come upon him. Of course, in that case, fear shall not come upon him means a hopeful, a wish. He wishes that she shall be unafraid, since he dedicates her to the world, but unafraid of men. On the other hand, that there is a no woman would be able to make a vow and neder that her unborn son becomes a nozer. It's not obligatory for the son to keep the nozerus. We only find that by Shimshon Amala told the Hashem, Hashem, your son shall be a nozer. But the woman has no koach to say her mother cannot say my unborn son is not yet born. In fact, she's not even pregnant. That son shall become a nozer. So it's not in any way compelling. So this is an open question, and we start it in the next course of your day. Rahoyo Kihir Besol is Baler Nel. Came to pass when she was very much increasing in her Tefillah. I mean, she was keeping on for a long time to say that Tefillah were for Hashem. Longer than normally the Tefillah would last. The Eli Shomer Estio, and Eli was watching her mouth. Vachano, and Chano, he medaberes alib. He means she. She was completely unaware of Eli's watching her. Because then she might have out of respect for Ailey, or embarrassment, she might have cut down her tefillah to a short minimum. But Hannah, she was on her own, not oblivious that Ailey was watching her. He medaberes alibo, she was talking to her own heart. Raksa was saying on the oath, only her lips were moving. The kolo lo yishomea, her voice was not heard at all. Laya yakshaveo Ailey lishikolo, and Ailey thought, Machshava, he thought that she is drunk. She's drunk. Because it was unheard of in those days that people, Am Yisrael, without raising their voices. Always used to raise their voices. So since she didn't raise her voice, it's just completely to not know. Since why would you think she's drunk? Now, if she stands still, like it's still like cold. For a long time, that couldn't possibly do that. It seems to be that the swaying during the tefillah is all to be like this was, the sway. But if you sway forward and backward, then you may be drunk. You cannot keep your balance. Keep your balance. This didn't say, and she didn't say the tefillah like he used to say it, loud. So she thought that she's mumbling for herself and swaying. Probably drunk, but she may have drunk too much. So this is now this process we have to explain. First of all, Ailey Shoma is Theo. He was Shoma means he's guarding, watching her mouth. And Rashi explains, Metzape Mosai Tifso. He was just looking for it. When will she stop? Why was he watching her mouth? I mean, why? What interest did he have in movement of her mouth, meaning watching means here waiting that she should stop because it's over long. So she says if she's not misspelling, she has no right to be here. She's sick. And sick is not allowed to talk. Kach tirgemo Yonason for Ailey Orichlo, he waited her until she stopped. In which case the word Shoma would mean waiting. Shoma means keeping something, guarding somebody or something, and it also means waiting. The mouth of the Orif Shoma es Adon. When Yosef dreams, the father rebuked Yosef for having such a dream that he's the sun, the moon come to the stars come to bow down to him. But the father was watching Shoma es Adon, he was watching it, meaning he was waiting, maybe one day this will come true. So here we have watching in the sense of waiting. Now, Sishma al-Khatosa, Khatosa Dio, the same thing. So it would mean Eli Shome es Dio. Now, it says there in the Medrash, Omar Rav Meir, Mikan Shekol Hamarbe B'Tfilonem, says, Kihir B'Sole Yisbalem, he was increasing davening very much. So it says from here that the more you mispalel, the better it is. Lengthy, long tefillah. Amar b'tefillah nen, because eventually you'll be answered. Because it says here, because it's palel, so I'm just going to answer that tefillah. Michlef eshitos ed Rav Levi. This opinion of Rav Meir is the opposite of the opinion of Rav Levi. Omar Rav Levi says, it says in Mishlei, V'chol Eitzev Yiyeh Mosa. In every Eitzev means deprivation, there is a benefit. Means if you don't eat so much, it's benefit. If you don't overwork too much, it's benefit. If you don't worry too much, it's benefit. V'chol Eitzev, whatever, you cut something out and you deprive yourself. At Eitzev actually means pain. In pain, there is a benefit. Udvas v'sayim ach lemachzor. The less, the better. That means the less, the better. And especially when it comes to vas v'sayim, the word of the lips, ach lemachzor. It's only a loss. The more you talk, the more you talk, the more you're losing. It would be much better if you talked less. Lasa sayim achlamasa. That means it's the increase in words is actually a loss. And he refers to that including to tefillah. You do double too much, and you're losing. Echana alidei shelikso b'tefillah. Because he makes so many tefillahs and kitzcho yomav shel Shmuel. She actually shortened the life of Shmuel. Shenema, she said, v'yoshav shom at at Olam, we shall be in the Mishkan at Olam forever. Now, Eva says, "Koli mechayo," all the everybody was fine. She says, "Forever." Now, forever, she didn't have said it, because at Aroma Shalavim, the Levim have a an Olam, and forever is limited, because it says, "Miben chamishim shono Yosef mitzvo havoda." The lady, after 50 years, is supposed to return mitzvah havoda from the work in the Mishkan. So that's why he was only 50 years old. Tzimor said, even Chamshim Vatadni was 52 years old. Omer Rav Yosef Ba'ovin Shtayim Shekumaratu. There were 2 years which she weaned him, and after he was 2 years old, she brought him to the Beit HaMikdash. So when he stayed there at Olam of the Levim, 50 years, so he was only 52. Had she not said the word at Olam, maybe he might have lived longer. Anyhow, so there are two opinions of whether a Ribui HaTfila is better or not.